Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Michael Friedman, CEO, president, chairman, and CFO of Fresh Harvest Products. The company trades on the bulletin board, and the ticker symbol is FRHV. And Fresh Harvest Products is a natural and organic food and beverage company. Thanks for joining us today, Michael.
Oh, my pleasure, Juan. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Now, getting right into it, talk about the recent expansion of the company's growth strategy.
Oh, well, you know, our growth strategy, we are a young, you know, growing company. And part of what we are doing is working with several companies on, you know, both potential mergers and acquisitions and also just different partnerships with all kinds of food and beverage products. Even some nutraceutical products on the natural and organic food industry. It's, you know, where we've been selling our products for a while. We're in several, you know, national chains in the New York metro and the Northeast region. And trying to expand on that is both our products in new stores and, again, and through, you know, mergers and acquisitions. So
well,
there are several. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, so I was just going to say, so, yeah, talk about some of your key products. I know you have the Wings of Nature product line, and, you know, some of the – continue talking about where we may be able to find them.
Oh, great. Our Wings of Nature, we have a line of fruit and nut bars. They're in ShopRite supermarkets in Fairfield County in Connecticut, and a bunch of natural and organic retailers throughout Metro Philly and Metro New York. And we're in a national, natural and organic company chain in the Northeast. So, you know, customers can walk in and buy our bars right there. We sell in a host of small natural and organic retail stores. They sell our bars. We also have some salsa that we sell under the Wings of Nature brand. We have coffee that we sell predominantly online. And we also acquired in mid-2009 a small beverage company, Organic Chef, and we sell their tea aloe beverage, which is a great tea-based beverage, and that's sold both in Metro New York and Philadelphia as well.
Great. Sounds like you got all the bases covered there on the different products. And so in terms of, you know, you mentioned M&A, so or that you will be looking for some M&A. So what are some of the synergies that you look for in your acquisition strategy?
The acquisition strategy, you know, everything right now is predominantly in the Wings of Nature brand, which is a brand that has been our focus from when we started. And with the acquisition of the Tiala, the beverage, you know, it still follows with the USDA organic, the healthy, the tastes great. The natural, it's just what consumers are looking for. Obviously, the price has to be competitive because it can taste great. But, you know, if you're not priced right, people aren't going to want to buy you, especially in this economy. So, you know, we look for the host of products that really fit all those bills. And, you know, our industry is really fragmented, and there's a lot of opportunities out there.
Definitely. And so, yeah, how well positioned is the company? Talk about some of the market trends and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
You know, we feel the company is in a really good position. Obviously, the last year, 2 years for everybody has been tough, but, you know, we've weathered the storm. We've managed to, you know, really try and increase our distribution and get into some stores during this time. And it's been difficult, but we've got in, and, you know, we've been selling our products for several years, and with a lot of repeat customers and loyal fans, and that's very important. It's really helped us, you know, weather the market.
So who are your competitors, and what specific factors differentiates Fresh Harvest Products from some of the other players in your sector?
I think we're kind of unique in that, you know, right now with Wings of Nature bringing our dominant brand, you know, we have with the salsa, with the bars, with the coffee being several different categories, we have competitors in each category. But when you look across the board for a brand, you know, there really aren't too many competitors that are in all the categories that our products are in. So that makes us unique and makes us stand out. And it gives us the ability where a customer will buy our bar and they'll like the bar. Then they'll come in next time and see the salsa and want to buy the salsa as well. And then the next time they'll see, you know, maybe the Tiao, the beverage with our logo on it, and they'll want to buy the drink as well. So we think that really positions us, whereas in each individual category, you know, of course, you're always going to have competitors. But, again, across, the goal is really building the brand. And that's the focus. And with the acquisitions, and, you know, the key as well is going to be when we have those, also incorporate our brand in there. So we're always building the Wings of Nature brand.
Very good answer. And perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Michael.
Sure.
As well as maybe that of the other key management at the company.
Sure. My background, I have a law degree and a master's of law and tax. Never really wanted to practice, always for business. I worked full-time, starting as a food consultant, full-time in law school, really working with from startup companies and product development to a small chain of stores that was in 5,000-plus retailers. And, you know, from there, I'm a rock climber and a vegan, and, you know, the organic lifestyle is just part of my life. So from that, I decided I wanted to create a brand, and that was where, you know, Fresh Harvest and Wings of Nature came about. Including in our management team, we have on the board of directors is Dominic Singari, who he's on the board. He used to be with the COO of the company. He left to join his family business where, you know, they're involved in the ShopRite supermarkets. You know, we have on the board of directors, we also have Jay Odins, who is a CPA for over 30 years and has, you know, great experience and really helps us. And really, those are the key people. We also have some great advisors on our team, including some people that were on the team that developed Jell-O 1-2-3 and Stovetop Stuffing, to, you know, people who have been in consumer products for over 30 years in marketing and sales, and just a really experienced board of advisors who, you know, help us, just help us gotten through and are going to help us grow.
Great. And what are some of the goals and objectives that the management team has set for the company over the course of the next year?
I think the goals are twofold. The major goal, of course, is to, you know, grow revenues just organically. Not to use that phrase, but
no pun intended, right?
No pun intended, exactly. You know, just to grow the brand and grow sales, increasing, you know, the chains that we're in, just different divisions, are really starting to expand nationwide. And twofold, to you know, format some of these acquisition candidates that we're looking at and really try and pick up a couple of brands out there that maybe in this economy haven't been able to capitalize, and that are good products and good brands that really just either need better management or need a home or just need someone to help get them to the next step.
Right. Sounds very clear cut. And so in terms of investors, do you believe right now, Michael, that that the company's investment story and upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
No, I think that a lot of people just don't know about us. We've been flying under the radar for a long time. I think that we're just starting to, at the beginning of people starting to notice who we are and that we're there. And, you know, God willing, we'll be a real factor and you know, in the national organic food industry. That's the long-term plan for the company, to really, you know, get noticed and get out there.
So, yeah, what do you wish that investors better understood, or what do you think, what part of your story do you think is missing that if they did understand would result in a higher valuation of the stock price?
I think they realize that, you know, we are a real company with, you know, real sales, and you can walk into stores and actually see the product on the shelf. I think that's always key, because a lot of people, you know, when you're on the bulletin board in a small company, they just think that, you know, you don't actually have products, or, you know, you're just working on something. We're always working on new products to expand the brand, but, you know, we are in stores right now as well, which I think a lot of people have misunderstood or have not seen.
Great. And so once again, joining us today is Michael Friedman, CEO, President, Chairman, and CFO of fresh harvest products, which trades on the bulletin board. Ticker symbol is FRHV. It's trading slightly north of 3 cents a share. Now, before we conclude, Michael, just to rehash, what do you believe are some of the key reasons why investors should consider fresh harvest products as a good long-term investment opportunity?
I think long-term, I think in the food market, I think we present a unique opportunity. You know, we're a really small but growing brand. You know, the natural organic food market is really the fastest growing part of the food industry, really almost the only growing part of the food industry. And I think we're really going to be able to capitalize on that.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track your company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and to update our investors.
No, thank you, Quan, for the interview, and, you know, all your investors out there, you know, I'm thanking them as well for listening.
Anytime.